Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When your child has a meltdown, what's the first thing you do? For some parents these days, it's grab the phone, start recording, and then post it to Instagram. Social media has seemingly made it acceptable for parents to publicly shame their children's distress, and now psychologists are calling for a stop to it. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Rebecca Schrag-Hirschberg, a clinical psychologist and the author of The Tantrum Survival Guide. Thanks for joining us this morning. So it's okay to laugh with our kids, but it sounds like we shouldn't be laughing at our kids.
I think that's a pretty good rule of thumb, yes. The same way that it's okay when people laugh with us and don't laugh at us. I think our kids are people, and so they would feel the same way.
Well, and you know, the challenge here is we have armed ourselves with these instant social media tools, which allow us to vent very quickly, sometimes without thinking much about it, but also have given us a tribe with whom we can vent and commiserate.
Exactly. And I think what we would say is that those needs are real and understandable. I'm a mom as well as a psychologist, and I get the impulse to do that. But I think it's time we're a little more thoughtful about what that communicates to our child in the moment and how it really is not an empathic or kind response to their distress.
Where do you draw the line? I mean, for example, I can remember seeing one video online of a parent who videoed their child in the back seat of the car on the way home from a dentist's appointment, and the child had, I don't know, laughing gas or something. In any event, at the dentist. So what about something like that?
You know, I remember that too. It was one of the first of these kinds, and it went viral, and you know, gazillions of views. And again, I'm human, and I laughed. I think for me, the difference now, first of all, I think I would be more thoughtful about posting that kind of thing. But also, the dad who I believe was filming stopped when the child really felt distress. Right? I remember, you know, the child making some funny comments about how he was confused and he was clearly, you know, drugged. And then at the end, he got pretty agitated because he wanted to go back to real life or whatever he said. And the dad stopped filming. And I think there's not a clear line to draw necessarily, but to the extent there is one, it's around, is this person, are we joining together in this, or am I more kind of mocking them in a moment when they're really vulnerable and distressed?
There's this kind of, you know, tree falls in the forest Zen question here. If the child never sees the post, is the damage done?
And to me, the answer is a clear yes. And I think the best analogy is, you know, if I cheat on my spouse and my spouse never finds out, is the damage done? I would say the answer is yes. Everyone has their own moral compass. But to me, the awareness of the target in question is not the central question to ask.
Rebecca Schrag-Hirschberg, thank you for joining us this morning. Ms. Hirschberg is a clinical psychologist and author of The Tantrum Survival Guide.